July exports of U.S. beef and pork rebounded from June but remained below year-ago levels. U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Borer has more details in this USMEF report.
For U.S. beef in July, exports were the largest since March, but still trailed year-ago by 9% or about 10,000 metric tons. This was a little bit weaker than I had expected, still reflecting the challenges of limited labor availability, particularly where we know it's been challenging for plants to save the variety meats. It also reflects the lingering impact of high prices, especially when you think about the export business, where some of that pricing might have been negotiated when there was still uncertainty about our production rebounding. So again, the data is a look in the rearview mirror, and we've continued to see normalization since then, and a mix of factors going on the demand side too. So some recovery in food service demand in places like Japan and Korea, but then compromise by further COVID flare-ups. Kind of a mixed outlook there, but then really strong food service rebound in places like China and Taiwan. July numbers for pork were also a bit smaller than I had forecast, but still looking specifically at muscle cuts, we were down just a tick from a year ago. Again, it was the variety meats that really slid, and part of that simply being limited labor. Looking at January through July, hard to understate the China play here. So China, Hong Kong accounted for 38% of U.S. exports. Critically important, Mexico being above China in the weekly data for the past several weeks as they regained their buying momentum. And U.S. pork does remain attractively priced for a protein into the Mexican market. So pretty optimistic about that business holding strong through the balance of the year. We've also seen strength in other markets, specifically Vietnam and the Philippines, countries also impacted by African swine fever.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.